I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. A man by the name of Nama Budatoki was working on his PhD here in the U.S. when the big earthquake hit Haiti back in 2010. He was studying mapping, and one of the things he noticed during the initial recovery efforts in Haiti was the lack of good maps. Budatoki is from Nepal, and he couldn't help but think about his own country. Nepal was also at risk for a big earthquake and also lacked good maps. So he returned home in 2013 and started Kathmandu Living Labs, recruiting volunteers to help map out the Kathmandu Valley. It's an open source mapping effort, kind of like the Wikipedia of mapping. Budatoki was in Nepal on April 25th when the big one hit there. I spoke with him earlier today via a noisy Skype line.
When we started to map Nepal, one of the first things we wanted to map was road network. And then slowly we wanted to put other information like restaurants, schools, hospitals, temples, essentially anything.
Kathmandu is a funny capital city. There are many streets that don't even have names. And it occurs to me that it's going to be kind of hard for citizens to actually locate something if they can't say where it is.
Exactly. You know, a lot of buildings don't have even a house number. You're right. The streets don't have street names. You won't see that when you walk on the street. And that makes navigation extremely difficult, even in normal situation. So the technology has a lot of potential to make a lot of those things easier. The kind of map we've been doing, the open street map, is even more important in Nepal than many other cities, many other countries, because we don't have a good addressing system. We don't have street names. It's very important here.
So you were basically ahead of the curve with your maps before the earthquake. What kind of difference do you think having all these crowdsourced maps ahead of this quake made in terms of relief efforts?
Marco, that's a very good question. Since cities were already mapped, the OpenStreetMap community, could you start mapping the villages? We didn't have to focus a lot at the core of the cities. So all 11 districts that were badly hit by the earthquake was quickly mapped.
With a lot of people now no longer in their homes, kind of disenfranchised because of this quake, how's that going to affect future mapping efforts for you?
I think a lot of people have started to understand the value of the map from this earthquake. It's not really a map culture here. But now for rescue operation, to distribute the relief materials, even to plan the recovery process, a lot of people have started talking about the map. When people are going through the remote villages in the distribution of the relief materials, they used to come to us, can you give us the map? I think the value of map will continue, but the focus of the mapping might change a little bit. Before the quake, we were mapping road networks, for example. What we need to map now is blocked roads due to damaged buildings or landslides. And as we begin the recovery process, we might need to put different information in the map.
Nama Budatoki, the founder of Kathmandu Living Labs, speaking with me from Kathmandu. Thank you very much and good luck.
Thank you, Marco. Thank you very much.